In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The last few days I felt like I was in a science fiction movie. Not a comfortable science fiction movie like, let's say, Doctor Strange, but an uncomfortable one where there's divergent alternative realities. You know what that's like? It's like the TV show The Man in the High Castle, where there's an alternate reality where the Nazis and the Imperial Japanese won World War II, and so there are guys walking around Long Island, New York, going, "See Kyle, Fred," and things like that. Not really something you'd want to experience. But for the last couple of days, it's felt like I've had two different parallel realities. One in which we celebrate the ascension of the Lord on its proper day of Thursday, and the other one where it's moved to Sunday. Now you can no doubt tell that I prefer the Thursday one, because that's the day it actually happened. We know when it happened. 40 days after our Lord's resurrection, and 10 days before Pentecost, which places it on a Thursday, our Lord ascended into heaven. Now make no mistake about it, we're not talking about a theological concept or an abstract reality. We're talking about a concrete historical event. Our Lord, at the end of his earthly ministry, ascended into heaven, went back to where he was before. And this is not our Lord saying, "Guys, I'm done, see you later." But it's an important part of the Paschal mystery, the work of our salvation. Because Jesus did not ascend to leave us orphans, or because his work was finished. Rather, he ascended for very concrete and reasons which are important to us. He ascended to where he was before to take up again the mantle of glory which was his by right, as the eternal Son of the Father. But added to it were the glory that is his by right as the victor over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. He is Lord of all, our Savior, the one who loved us enough to suffer for us and die for us, is King of the universe. And he now sits at the right hand of the Father. He went to prepare a place for us, which is very good, because if he did not, we would never have a place which is truly home. This creation, as wonderful as it is not truly our home, because we are made for God. And unless we are with God, we will never truly be happy and satisfied. And so our Lord went up, as he said himself to his disciples, to prepare a place for us in his Father's kingdom. And our Lord, when he ascended into heaven, exalted our human nature. How far we as human beings fell in Adam and Eve. We rejected God. We rejected his friendship. We were cut off from him. We became slaves to the devil. And yet, by his cross and resurrection, our Lord has set us free. And not content just to restore us to where we were before, our Lord, by ascending into heaven, lifts us above the angels to the very apex of creation. You know, sometimes at a funeral, someone will say, "Oh, so-and-so is an angel. I just want to slap someone." That's only true on TV and only of Michael Landon, if you're old enough to remember. Human beings don't become angels. For the same reason human beings don't become dogs or cats or guinea pigs. Entirely different kind of creature. And as exalted as the angels are, God never became an angel. But God did become a human being. And our very nature was lifted above that of the angels, so it sits at the right hand of the Father, governing all things. Which again shows us God's great love for us. And in spite of our Lord ascending into heaven, he is still present to us. That is why he established his church, so he could be present to us until the end of time. And he is not just present to us, he is present to the world through us. Before our Lord ascended, as we heard in the gospel, he gave commandments to his church that we are to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we are to baptize believers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We can do these things because we have his power and his presence and his continued work to undo the effects of sin. Can you see how marvelous the reality of the ascension is? How wonderful it is. It is so wonderful, in fact, that we don't need to move it to a Sunday. We could celebrate it on its actual day as a holy day of obligation. We could set aside things in our busy lives to worship the one true God who has gone up on high to prepare a place for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.